This is a psychiatric consultation of patient named Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L. Last name is Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S. Facility is the villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Date of birth is 7/11/1953. And date of dictation is 1/20/24. I'm sorry, 1/19/2024. Next paragraph. Referring provider, Dr. Jaleel, J-A-L-E-E-L. And date of referral is 1/4/2024. Next paragraph, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of history of schizophrenia. Ongoing confusion, and to assess efficacy of current medications. Next paragraph, HPI, 70 years old male, period, this is a new referral to our service, period, I reviewed patients' medical records, comma, nursing progress notes, comma, recent labs, comma, vital signs, comma, allergies, and any recent medical problems and weight changes. Next paragraph, patient was not very cooperative during my evaluation. He talks in a very low voice. Minimized having any problems. His chart indicates history of encephalopathy, pressure, ulcer of sacral region, muscle weakness, comma, difficulty walking, comma, cerebral infarction, comma, osteomyelitis of vertebrae, dysarthria, history of schizophrenia, unspecified dementia, epileptic seizures, hypertension. Patient was admitted here on Haldol 5 milligram twice a day. Next paragraph, patient's hospital record indicates that he was living with his girlfriend and he was found to be very confused and house was a mess when somebody from family went to see him. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's sister Cynthia Montgomery on phone, who claims that patient has a history of mental illness and probably diagnosed with schizophrenia. She stated that he has stopped taking his medications after his mother passed away. Here she kept on stating that he was seen by three psychiatrists at Sinai Grace Hospital. And she has applied for guardianship. Next paragraph, review of systems. general non-reported eyes denies vision loss, ear, nose, throat denies earache or hearing loss, cardiovascular denies chest pain, heart palpitations, respiratory denies wheezing, gastrointestinal denies constipation, musculoskeletal muscle weakness, neurologic confusion, psychiatric, see complete psychiatric examination, next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known number of psychiatric hospitalization, no. Prior suicide attempts, no. Prior aggression, no. Next paragraph, substance abuse history, alcohol, yes. Marijuana, opioids, stimulants, no. Next paragraph, psychiatric social history. Would you consider your upbringing? Check average. Under marital status, single, occupation, unemployed. Under social support, friends, family. Next, for current life stressors, current medical issues, source of history, patient chart, family and staff. A complete psychiatric history, substance abuse history, and social history could not be obtained due to resident unable to respond. Next paragraph. Medical history. Check alcoholism. Check schizophrenia, check stroke, check skin disorder. Next paragraph, medication under ad prescription, drug, haloperidol 5 milligram twice a day, and use it as a current medication. Next paragraph, GDR. Check GDR will be attempted and will be noted in residence chart. Next paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure 124 over 66, pulse 90, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, thin looking male, grooming, fair build, body builds, high contact, poor level of consciousness, alert, demeanor uncooperative, oriented to self only, judgment poor, insight poor, speech soft, rate slow, thought process confused, flight of ideas none. Suicidal ideation denied, homicidal ideation denied, memory recent impaired, immediate memory impaired, abstract thinking concrete, Next paragraph under assessment and plan. Number one, schizophrenia unspecified F20.9. The plans are decreased the Haldol from 5 mg twice a day to 2 mg twice a day in an attempt to use the lowest effective dose of antipsychotic medications. Number two, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety F0.3.9. Plans, supportive care, period, anticipate patients' needs, encourage adequate hydration and nutrition. Next paragraph under disposition. Number one, check consent for continued services through behavioral care solution. Check, recommend, continue non-pharmacological interventions such as creating a calm environment or removing stressors.